The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contribution amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Working and Growing Together, in Washington, D.C., USA, in December 1997.
Is there anything nice from your country you want to tell me? Because you are representing your people. And you are my eyes, my ears, my hands, my feet. Okay? You let me know.
And New Zealand is a beautiful country. Beautiful sceneries and a lot of green, just like the whole country, like a garden. And the only thing is the animal, you know, farming. Sheep and cattle, that's the really traditional business. for years and years. But the people there, they're so relaxed, and quite a lot of spiritual groups there.
So you have neighbors and friends? Camarades?
We do communicate, you know, just share, you know, something.
Oh, very nice.
And we spread the news, and more people involved now. Mm-hmm. And almost every week we have communion people come and learn. And we have regularly every week a communion group meditation. And people come for a few hours driving and just join us for communion group meditation. And it's things changing, you know, pretty good. And actually, a lot of people's wish master have chance to come to New Zealand.
Oh, the people that wish I could go. That's nothing new.
And we organize group meditation the same time as the exact retreat here. We have 40 retreat in Auckland Center. I read the people couldn't come to this retreat.
It's very strong for a new baby. I have never been in New Zealand, you know, huh?
That's the reason we want to invite Master. It's a beautiful country, and you can have holiday.
I know. There's a lot of country I have not been, including South Africa, Sweden, Poland, right? Holland, Puerto Rico, Dominica. Thank you for sharing with us. And should one day I feel informed and nice, I'm going to see you.
No tenemos suficientes libros en español. No llega material en español. Y la mayoría de la gente no sabe inglés.
We don't have that many books that are translated into Spanish right now.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The Costa Rican people have published the Book of Aphorism in Spanish, and they have lots of books here that they need to distribute to Argentina, Peru, Mexico for the first time. So they
there
will
you
have
are.
Books. Ask and you will receive.
All organized. In the future, maybe we send more running messenger who can speak Spanish. Whatever you can do in your own language, in your own capability, in your native land to spread the good news so that more people can benefit and live a happy life now and hereafter. I'm alone, I cannot do anything. But I can do everything. Actually, I was alone at one time. Once upon a time, I was all alone. I didn't know any soul in India where I went or in Taiwan. And now I look at all this. So one person makes a very big difference. Huh? Don't underestimate yourself. Yeah?
Hi, Master. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne.
Do the Australian people feel interested in our method?
Yes. I was going to mention that. They are, and they come in, and they're very enthusiastic, and they're very interested. And they try the convenient method, and they get so much benefit from the convenient method.
They should learn to know God and want to go home, go back to God, and love God only. Not love the physical body. That's all different altogether. They must know when the time comes, they are God. They choose to be ignorant for time being. Then it's all right. You have to tell them about spiritual things, about the benefit of being wise and benevolent and loving, you know. Not about the miracles that we can derive as a byproduct of spiritual practice. I should take care of the real spiritual practitioners. I don't mind the sacrifice, but for the better purpose, you know. Because sometimes if they're ill and they're sick, they would think of God better. Let them practice spiritually.
I must say how impressed I am with the Central American countries, Costa Rica and all those countries. Mm-hmm. And they're always so religious and sincere. And yet in Australia, we tend to have these preconceptions. They don't understand the concept of a living master.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand or want to understand the concept of omnipresence.
Yes. Whatever the mind is trained to do for a long time, it clings to that. That's why very difficult, huh?
Yes.
Anyhow, like a tree, some fruits remain and some fruits will fall because of the typhoon. because of strong wind or worms. I'm very glad to see you, the old faces. I'm always happy when I see old faces, because I know it, you know, you're strong, takes root. You go through all weather and all tests and all tribulation and all kind of examination, and you pass with flying color, you know. In my heart, when I see that face, see this person, you know, oh, I'm so happy inside. I have no words to tell you. I really am very grateful, in the name of God and the name of our brothers and sisters, for all your effort and patience all these years. I'm very happy to see you. I'm very proud of you. I'm very, very grateful. You know what I mean. And the one who stayed with me for a long, long time, and who have been so much tested and still going strong, I congratulate you. Congratulate you. Yes. That's the way to be a great person. It's not that you have to be a president. It's a way to be great. Yeah? To do in our humble way whatever duty assigned to us, whatever obligation we undertake and shoulder this responsibility. We become master of ourselves and of the situation. We don't let the situation break us down. And that is the way of the great man. You know you're great, and that's enough. Even nobody else knows. I do know. And you know. And God knows. That's a lot already. That's a triosome. So I hope you will continue to serve our brothers and sisters the way you did in these last years of your life. And whenever you encounter difficulty, knowing that it makes you strong. So in the face of difficulty, if we can withstand it, then we know we are great. That's only for ourselves. So sometimes the obstacles are there for us to know ourselves also. That's why our disciples, they're not afraid of anything. They feel so secure inside. And that's a good thing about people who are sincere to learn to know God. If a seeker are not sincere like that, he will have no such courage and security. And he don't benefit nothing. Even if he sits 100 times for initiation, if he doesn't commit in his heart, nothing will work for him. I am very happy that many of you withstand the weather, you know, up to now, and stay with me, stay stronger. Yeah, very, very proud, very proud. Proud of us.
Yo soy nuevo contacto personal, yo vengo de La Serena, Chile.
He's from La Serena in Chile. He's
oh,
the new
Chile,
personal
so contact. Many centers, so many places, I can't believe it.
Es una ciudad que está al norte de Santiago.
It's a city northern, north of Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
Y quería agradecer en nombre de La Serena la ayuda que usted envió durante este año para la gente que sufrió las inundaciones y el terremoto de este año.
I want to thank you for the help you sent to La Serena because of the floods and the earthquake.
Oh.
Eso, gracias, maestra.
You are very welcome. Thanks God that we have the means to do it. In the old time, and the master and the disciples were persecuted. And because many males have to go out and defend, you know, and protect the woman, so the males mostly are killed before the woman and children, of course. And so many women and children are left widow and orphaned. So the prophet advised that the brothers who left over, yeah, should take care of the widows and the orphans into their hands and family, make it family, and treat them as good as the wife and children that he get. If he has a mean to do that, if he can take care of two women as exactly as equally as his wife, then he should take two in. And he could take care of more children as exactly as equal as his children, then he take more children in, for example, like that. So it could be done as if he taking more wives, as the second or third wives, but actually they just brotherhood, take care, you know, Just like now, suppose if our brother and sister have difficulty, or his wife dies, husband dies, then we come in and pitch in and help also, yeah? But because it's not to a great extent like at those times, or not all the male dies, or, you know, a lot of widows left over. So the Prophet allowed it that way. That's why he said you have to give that woman, whoever you take in, you have to give equally as your wife, so it looked like as a wife. You see what I mean? Because you have to treat others as your own, because they are sister and brother, and her husband sacrificed for you and your family. And now all the members marry 2, 3, 4 wives as a custom. You understand what I mean? We can only try our best for our own benefit only, you know, for our own peace of mind. Otherwise, the result, leave it to God. If you come, you sincere, you want to seek God, this is for you. It's not for anyone else, not for me even. If you're not sincere, you don't find it. Sincere seekers are few. Most people are still wanting to play around here. They don't want to go home. So it's all right.
I was initiated into Sound and Light 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. 19 years ago. I was
19 years ago? Yes. Wow.
And
you don't look it. You could have been my master. Yeah, you've initiated. You've been enlightened so longer than me.
5 friends of mine that follow the same philosophy. Three are waiting for initiation.
Uh-huh.
One was going to be initiated into that philosophy, but she's now initiated by a master.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 in Cape Town and 3 in Johannesburg. So it's 4 still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But they all follow the same philosophy.
Our master was very good. Master knows him.
Who? Charan Singhji? Oh, yes, I know him. I don't know him personally, but I do know him. Yes, yes, he's a spiritual successor of Bias.
Master, thanks for giving me the grace to try and be a contact person.
Oh, you can do anything you want. It's an honor to work with you, yeah? I'm sorry you could have been my master, you know. Yes, yes. Yes, it's funny, huh? Just same as my sister down there, you know? One of those who know me in India, when we were in the same ashram, yeah, and she also could have been my, you know, master or sister. She was long into Sound and Light before I knew it, you know, and now she's sitting there humbly and smiling and invite herself to lunch. Can you believe that? Yes, yes, I was very beloved in every ashram that I went. I don't even remember it. But they all have good impressions and memories about me. And other, the disciple of that master, introduced her to me.
Oh.
Yeah, same, sisterhood. Yes, yes. I can call them all sisters, you know.
Yes.
If you study with the same teacher at one time, you are sisters. And then they listen to me and then they tell her, even though they don't follow, they tell her, oh, I feel love from her, so she came. Yeah, actually we are sisters, you know, we are fellow practitioner. Can be called that way, yeah.
When I met Master in Thailand, I had an experience the one night.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was Maya or ego.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a past life being in Tibet with Master. And it felt wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Would it be Maya and ego?
No. It could be true. No.
Because I can be very humble, but I've also got a very weak ego.
No. It's not ego. Why? What's wrong with being in Tibet with any master?
But can I tell a little story?
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, I always felt as though I never belonged in the world. And then when I was 12, I found this book about Lobsang Rampa.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Africa, those things, you didn't find it. So it was just the Afrikaans church and the Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to dream that I prayed to God that I could go to Tibet and live in the modern state. And after that, I wanted to become a nun and all those funny things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when I went to Thailand, I remember all these things. And when I went to Thailand, I saw Master. I remember all these child memories.
Again, uh-huh.
Yes, I wrote a big story about it in South Africa, but I didn't bring it with me. It was like coming home.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah. Yeah. That's it, right? What else for me? Yeah. We all have to do something anyhow. We might as well be part of. lasting happiness. That's why we do it. Otherwise, what do we need? Right? Do we need to do even anything in this world? So I know you understand that. That's why you stay strong. Okay? We look for the benefit of mankind, not for ourselves. Not for personal glory anyhow, right? Okay. So in that spirit, we are together.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for more inspiring discussions between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. May joy and laughter be ever present in your life.